Good evening, everyone. It is my responsibility and pleasure to welcome you to this regional meeting of the Philadelphia Society and to welcome you to Louisville, Kentucky. We meet tonight in a historic hotel founded in 1905. The Seelbach has been host over the years to 9 U.S. presidents and celebrities as various as Dick Cheney and Billy Joel, Mikhail Gorbachev and Julia Child, at Charlton Heston, and the Grateful Dead. In the 1920s, during Prohibition, a number of celebrities of sort, like Al Capone, liked to come to this hotel. Al Capone, in particular, played cards in what is now an alcove of the Oak Room restaurant, and you can go and see that restaurant. And you can also see what arrangements were made out of deference to his prominence. For example, the card room, that alcove in which he played cards, had a special panel on the wall so that if the police came for a raid, he could open the panel and get away through the passageway out to the street. And I'm told that that actually happened. And you can see the panel. It's closed up, but you can see where it is if you wander down to that room, as I hope you may. He also liked to hang out, I am told, in the Rathskeller, which is quite a distinctive room. If you have that opportunity to see it, I commend that to you as well. Now, the Seelbach had a noted place also in American literary history. It was here in 1919 that one of the most famous weddings in American fiction took place, in this very room. The wedding of Daisy Fay of Louisville to Tom Buchanan in F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel, The Great Gatsby. Here is the passage from the novel. In June 1919, she married Tom Buchanan of Chicago with more pomp and circumstance than Louisville ever knew before. He came down with 100 people in 4 private railroad cars and hired a whole floor of the Muehlbach Hotel, as it's called in the novel. And the day before the wedding, he gave her a string of pearls valued at $350,000. And as I say, this very room inspired F. Scott Fitzgerald for that passage. Now, how did that all happen? It seems that for about a month in the spring of 1918, Fitzgerald, who was then in the Army, was stationed at Camp Taylor near Louisville. And during this brief period, he became well acquainted with the Seelbach Hotel, and I suspect its alcoholic offerings, and the lifestyle of the locally rich and famous. And all of that left its mark on the shaping of the Great Gatsby. So I hope you will enjoy the ambiance and the history of this fine setting. Now, it is not F. Scott Fitzgerald, however, whom we come to assess and discuss and meet even this weekend, but Wendell Berry, about whom we will be focusing on tomorrow. And tonight we are going to be discussing, as a kind of prelude to that theme, the theme of decentralism in American politics and the anti-federalists, about which you will hear more later. Now, the program for our meeting and conference really reflects a fusion and collaboration of effort among several organizations and individuals, and it is a special pleasure to thank them now. And in particular, 4 people who are present here deserve our commendation. Chad Kiefer of the Intercollegiate Studies Institute, Gary Gregg, director of the McConnell Center at the University of Louisville, Mark Mitchell of Patrick Henry College, and Nathan Schlater of Hillsdale College. Gentlemen, will you please rise for recognition? Now, on the Philadelphia Society side of the equation, our distinguished and ever-energetic Secretary Bill Campbell and his equally energetic and efficient assistant Julie Flick deserve our thanks as well. And Bill and Julie, if you're in the room, please show us where you are and take a bow. We have present tonight, as we customarily do now at Philadelphia Society meetings, a large number of undergraduate and graduate students who are here, many of them, as recipients of special scholarship assistance that has been provided for by various sources. By my last count, there were something like 28 of them in our midst, We are very happy to salute what Russell Kirk used to call the rising generation, and I would like those representatives of the rising generation to rise right now and to receive our applause. We're very happy to have you here. Now, if this were a television program and Ed Sullivan were conducting it, he might say, "We have a really good shoe for you this weekend." But before we begin, and before we begin the dinner, I would like to call upon our member and past president, John Wilson, to offer the invocation. John.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless us as we gather in this place, humbly seeking better to understand your truth, your goodness, and the beauty of your creation. Bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty, through Christ our Lord. Amen.